The northern village of La Loche continues to see more recoveries from COVID-19. Since Monday, the recoveries have slightly outpaced new cases. The community has reported 9 new cases but 13 recoveries. There are currently 75 active cases in La Loche. The neighboring Clearwater River Dene Nation has not seen any new cases this week. The chief of the Peter Ballantyne Cree Nation says he's pleased that the travel restrictions in the northeastern part of the province are now lifted. Peter Beattie says banning travel for the entire north was premature, given that some communities do not have any COVID-19 cases. Despite the free movement, Beattie says precautions are still being taken to reduce the threat of the coronavirus.
We have our checkpoints at our communities to allow residents only for essential goods and services that have to travel in and out of the community. Those will be kept in place, of course, for the protection of our communities.
Early into the pandemic, the First Nation reported 3 cases, the first in the far north. Since then, all infected people have recovered and no new cases have been detected. The federal government is spending more money on organizations that work with Indigenous people living in urban areas and off reserve. That includes the Congress of Aboriginal Peoples and the National Association of Friendship Centers. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made the announcement this morning.
Our government is announcing an additional $75 million in new funding for organizations that address the critical needs of the over a million Indigenous people living in urban centers and off reserve. This is critical work.
The government had previously promised $15 million for services such as counseling, health care, food, and supportive housing. The Saskatchewan Health Authority is expanding COVID-19 testing to include anyone who works outside of their home and wants to be tested. The new testing guidelines come into effect on Monday. Currently, testing is available for people experiencing symptoms. It's also for anyone who has come into contact with someone who has tested positive and anyone being admitted into a long-term care home. Saskatchewan's chief medical health officer is recommending that residents who are going to be within 2 meters of others should wear a mask. Officials maintain that physical distancing is still the best way to stay safe when going out in public, but a mask is the second best way. People who are going to a hair salon, for example, should wear a mask. Canada's chief public health officer has the same advice. Dr. Teresa Tam says masks are now being recommended rather than just suggested. Tammy Cook-Searson is seeking re-election as chief of the Lac La Ronge Indian Band in the upcoming election. In 1997, she was first elected as a band counselor and has served as chief since 2005. Cook-Searson says being a candidate in last fall's federal election was a learning experience.
But I think, like, when you try something, and just because you're not successful, doesn't mean you give up. You just keep going. It's like anything in life.
Cook-Searson is running against 5 other candidates for the position of chief for the Lac La Ronge Indian Band. Battleford's RCMP are on the lookout for a man from the Sweetgrass First Nation wanted on a charge of second-degree murder. Police are trying to locate 32-year-old Michael Jordan White. He's charged in the death of 38-year-old Todd Levi Stone. On May 12th, Stone was found injured in a home located in the 800 block of 110th Street in North Battleford. He was taken to hospital and pronounced dead the next day. An autopsy was done, and the death was ruled as a homicide. Investigators believe White has left North Battleford and may be in Lloydminster. Anyone with information is asked to contact the RCMP or Crime Stoppers. Alberta is boosting screening and testing rules for international arrivals at airports and other land border crossings. Premier Jason Kenney says visitors will be subject to temperature checks and must demonstrate how they plan to isolate for 14 days.
Travelers must detail how they will travel to their self-isolation location, how they will obtain food and medications, and will identify who, like family, friends, or others, will support them as they self-isolate.
The checks begin immediately at the international airports in Calgary and Edmonton. The COVID-19 pandemic is highlighting the need for more public toilets in communities across the country.
Experts say it's becoming more necessary as health restrictions continue to soften and people are being encouraged to spend more time outside their homes. Advocate and author Leslie Lowe says too many people consider washrooms in cafes and restaurants to be public toilets, but they're not. They're publicly accessible toilets. She says the shortage of public toilets, on-street accessible, paid for by municipal governments, could keep people from staying out longer and spending more money during the economic recovery. Rob Westgate, The Canadian Press.